As if coronavirus and brush fire danger weren't enough, the South Coast is facing a new threat from a potentially dangerous type of mosquito being found for the first time in the region.
The invasive mosquito we have found is called the Aedes aegypti mosquito, and they are a small black mosquito with white stripes and white bands on their legs. They're quite different looking than our native Culex mosquito, and they're smaller. They're about an eighth of an inch to a quarter of an inch in size, and they're very aggressive. They are aggressive day-biting mosquitoes.
Ron Ventura is with the Ventura County Environmental Health Division. He says one of the mosquitoes was found last Wednesday in Simi Valley. They've been discovered around the state, but it's the first time one of them has been found in Ventura, Santa Barbara, or San Luis Obispo counties. They're native to Asia and can carry a number of dangerous viruses normally not found here.
They're associated with several tropical viruses, such as Zika, chikungunya, dengue, and yellow fever. They're actually known as the yellow fever mosquito. But it's kind of important to note that none of these viruses are currently known to be transmitted locally in California. So that's good.
Ventura says the discovery of the mosquito in Ventura County isn't a total surprise, but still isn't a welcome one.
Invasive mosquitoes that have, for the past 8 to 10 years, have kind of been making its way through all the Southern California counties. They've been establishing themselves. They came in, I think they believe, through a container from China. So they came in from a container and established themselves in kind of the San Gabriel Valley, and then from then on have been spreading through Southern California counties, and it was only, I guess, a matter of time before they came into ours.
The county environmental health official talks about where the mosquito was discovered.
The area of Simi Valley in which it was discovered was through a complaint kind of just south of Fitzgerald and Sycamore. Once we identified that mosquito, we took a sample. We shared our findings with CDPH and Ventura County Public Health. And now we have begun canvassing about a quarter of a mile in that area to determine the extent of the mosquito population.
Ventura says they're trying to get the public to help by removing potential breeding spots for the tiny mosquitoes.
The residents in that area can do the biggest part. They could canvass their yards and really look and pay attention to any standing water and actually dump and drain once or twice a week. These mosquitoes, they like to live and breed in small areas of the yard where maybe toys, bottle caps, plants such as bromeliads, which kind of capture water as small as a teaspoonful. And they'll find these little places, and they'll actually prefer that as a breeding site.
The discovery of the Aedes aegypti mosquito adds to another existing mosquito-borne threat in the region, West Nile virus.
September has been an interesting month. Last season, we had several cases of West Nile virus. So, yes, this is an addition to our usual West Nile virus that's endemic here.
So people experiencing mosquito bites during the day are being asked to immediately report them because of concern they may be from the region's new insect pest.
Our flyers identifying that we've identified the invasive Aedes has the mosquito hotline, which we're encouraging individuals to call the 658-4310 number. If they've canvassed their yard and they're still being bitten or still experiencing these day biters, then they could call us.
At this point, the county is conducting an aggressive trapping program in the area where the mosquito was found. If it turns into a larger infestation, chemical spraying is a possibility. You can find more information on the mosquitoes and how to report their bites on our website, kclu.org. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.